Hey folks, and welcome to this episode of The Grow Show. Hey folks, and welcome to this episode of The Grow Show. Now, The Grow Show is here to help you grow yourself, grow your community, and grow your business. And today, we have the fantastic Alison Mead from Silicon Bullet, who is going to talk to you. Well, actually, I'm going to let her describe to you, dear listeners, what we're going to be talking about. So, Alison, thanks for joining us on the show. Give people a quick 30-second to a minute roundup of what you're up to at the moment.
Okay, so we at Silicon Bullet provide IT services. Me and my husband Paul, who is sat the other side of the desk here waving at me like a loon. But I focus on helping people to do their bookkeeping and accounts in a better way. So what we do is guide people in getting on top of their bookkeeping. If you've started a new business, you're great at doing what you do, but you have no clue actually what the HMRC need or what you need to do in order to do your tax return or do your accounts, then that's where I come in. I help you so that you can do it yourself, rather than you needing to get a bookkeeper in, because I'm very aware when you start a new business, there's not always a lot of spare money around to enable you to pay somebody else to do your own accounts. But I can help you keep good records so that when the time comes, you can either do your own tax return or pass it all on to an accountant and know that you have everything that you need.
Brilliant, brilliant. Because I'm guessing that most people, when they start a business, they don't necessarily want to start it because they love doing accounts. They do it because they're passionate about that particular product, service, motivated, whatever it is that motivates them. They're passionate about that. And the accounts can kind of get, not forgotten about, but just put to one side, just creeping down that to-do list.
Yeah, no, they definitely do get forgotten about. And I'll say to anyone, when you're starting new, just make sure that you keep good records. So even if you don't know what you're doing, every time you buy something, every time you pay for something, every time you're nipping in for a coffee, but it's a business related expense, every time you pay for parking, keep a copy of all your receipts, snap them on your mobile phone so that if you lose your piddly bits of paper, you've still got something to go to. And nice. Just keep records, because the hardest thing is when somebody comes to you 18 months later and go, what did you spend 20 quid on in that shop 18 months ago? And you will be completely clueless. As you're going along, you often think, oh, I'll remember that. But your head is full of your business. So don't rely on your memory. Keep good records, whether it be pictures or pieces of paper, and make it easy for yourself that you can either then pass it on to someone else to do for you, or you can record everything as well.
Great tips. Great tips. And we'll carry on those tips in a second. I'm just wondering, how did you get into the IT support and tax and bookkeeping kind of arena?
Well, I started off at school loving IT and went and did an IT and maths degree. So I've always liked numbers and yeah. I've always liked computers. So I went off to Aston University and did an IT degree, and there I met Paul, who is now my husband. I think we've been married, we just had our silver wedding, so we've been married 25 years. And he's an IT geek. He's really into the IT side. When I graduated from uni, I went off and worked at a chartered accountants firm.
Okay.
Because I figured numbers, computers, that kind of all works well.
It's just a big smush of everything, yeah.
Yeah, but I very quickly decided that maybe being a chartered accountant wasn't quite scratching the itch, or wasn't quite what I wanted to be. So when Paul and I had our first child, he worked for a small IT services business in Coventry that's called Adex, run by a wonderful guy called Fred Noble. And they just needed somebody with a little bit of accounts knowledge to come in and help run their own accounts, raise their invoices. It was on a product at the time that was called Sage Windows Plus 2. And they were a little bit iffy about employing me because they didn't want Paul and I having domestics in the office, but luckily we get on quite well. So that didn't end up being a problem.
Yeah.
And They showed me how to raise invoices in Sage. They showed me then how to do the expenses, how to do the wages, how to do the bank reconciliations. And ADEX also were what was termed at the time a Sage Solution Center, which meant they sold the software as well. And they just said, Alison, they said, this business just down the corridor, it was in the University of Warwick Science Park. They've just bought Sage from us, and the managing director's wife doesn't really have any bookkeeping and accounts knowledge. So could you just go down and show Jeanette what to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, very simple hand-holding, show her how to enter an invoice, you know, what expense codes to put things to, how to work the software. And that was how I discovered the side of the business that I love to do now. And that's definitely hand-holding and helping people in a practical way to do their bookkeeping and accounts. In the old days then, ADEX, it was always the managing director's wife. That's who it seemed to be. As time has gone on, it's been girlfriends, receptionists. There was one particular client who seemed to get rid of wives quite regularly and kept inviting me back every year to to teach the new ones. That worked quite well with repeat business.
Yeah.
And then back in 2000, Paul and I moved away from the Coventry area. We moved down to rural Northamptonshire and we set up Silicon Bullet. So Paul does what he used to do for ADEX, doing IT support for small businesses. Mm-hmm. We became a Sage accredited reseller ourselves then. And I basically carried on doing what ADEX had taught me to do, but down here in Northamptonshire. And what's quite nice is that still now I have a very close working relationship with ADEX where we started out. We've lost Fred now and there's new people in charge there, but they still, if they need someone to train anybody in Sage or need some Sage expertise, they still come to us for all of that. So that's quite nice that they got me started and we still have a good connection now.
I love that. That's just a testament of the personalities that you and Paul have got and actually the relationships you build with your customers. That's fantastic.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And also how people that may be in the same business as you, that you might think that you are a competitor, actually, because of our niche of specialisation of helping people with Sage 50 software, it actually means that other IT businesses refer us in to their clients in order to help them with the bookkeeping and account side. So
we love it. Collaboration or competition. That's brilliant.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So if, let's say, we're talking to a brand new business and they're looking at different ways of managing their accounts. You've already mentioned Sage, and I know there's a number of different options out there. So what kind of options has a new or small business have to manage their accounts and kind of keep their records up to date and easy to manage?
Very first step, if you haven't got the budget to pay for software, is to, at the very least, use a spreadsheet.
Okay.
That's where most people start out. On a spreadsheet, you can record everything that you've spent, what you've spent it on, and you can also keep a record of the invoices and the money coming in.
Okay.
The only issue that I have with using a spreadsheet is cash flow is the lifeblood of any business. So if you are raising an invoice in Excel, you will end up usually having an invoice template to send out to your clients if you need to send invoices out. You will then need to record the fact that that invoice has been raised. But then you need to know when the invoice has been paid or not.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping an Excel spreadsheet record ends up being a series of different pages managing different ways in order for you to keep track of who you've invoiced, what you've invoiced, and whether they paid you or not. It also means if you have got someone that you've raised several invoices to and you're needing to chase payment, again, it's a very manual process of raising a statement to tell people that they owe you stuff.
Mm-hmm.
With a lot of small business, when they're first starting out, it might just be that you're not needing to raise invoices, you're not that registered, it's just people making payments into your bank account, so you can get away with using an Excel spreadsheet. But if you are needing to start to manage your receipts and your invoicing and to keep a proper eye on it, that's when using a bespoke bookkeeping package comes in.
Cool. Cool. So a bespoke bookkeeping package, is that like, as you said, Sage and Xero and other brands which are out there, which I can't think of at the moment.
QuickBooks is another one. Wave is a very good one when you're first starting out because it's free. And again, a lot of consultants that I've had that are quite happy keeping most of their records in spreadsheets do start to use Wave just to do their invoicing for free. And that kind of is a good, if you don't have a budget to be able to pay for the software. So what budget do you need if you're going to do, if you're going to be buying the software? Now, personally, I don't look at QuickBooks and I don't look after it.
Okay.
Purely because I've heard bad things about things that go wrong with it. It's not as flexible. I think it is better than it used to be, but it's not a package that accountants and bookkeepers tend to like to work with.
Okay.
But Xero and Sage 50 are the two that I concentrate on because I'd rather be an expert. I'd rather be an expert in a limited number of packages rather than trying to spread the butter a bit thinly. So if you are looking to use Xero package or the entry level Sage package, they are both roughly the same price. So they are both around £24 or £25 a month plus VAT.
Okay.
And that's a monthly subscription that you pay. The difference with the two packages is the Sage 50 Cloud is a desktop piece of software, so you need to, it won't work on a Mac. You need a PC, a laptop, or something like that to install it on. The Xero, there's nothing installed on your local machine. It's completely cloud. You can log in anywhere. You've got a browser window. So depending on how you want to access the software, who you want to access the software, and exactly what you want it to do, then I would recommend one of those two products.
Gotcha. And just for complete clarity, I use Xero. I was a spreadsheet guy for 3 years or so, and spreadsheets are great, but actually what I wanted was a system that I could access invoicing on my phone, which I couldn't do before. If I wanted to raise an invoice quickly or check what was coming in, what was coming out, cash flow side of it, I could check it on the app. It's dead easy. And for me, actually, that saved me a lot of time. And that's, for me, was the reason why that 24, and that kind of price range per month is, that's okay, because the amount of time it saved for me completely contradicts that kind of price.
Yeah, but and what I'm finding is the sorts of businesses that tend to go to Sage 50 are ones that are small manufacturing businesses, office-based.
Got you.
The people that are doing the accounts and bookkeeping are not moving around.
Well, that's the thing, and that's the other thing I want to talk to you about. You know, everyone's going to have their own different ways of using these packages, so Sage 50 and Xero, and even spreadsheets. And we've mentioned expenses and invoicing as two ones, but then also you've got payroll and other things that you kind of come into it as well. Is there some kind of common mistakes that people make, apart from obviously not keeping the receipts and not keeping up to date, like you've already mentioned.
Yeah.
But is there anything else that kind of people need to stop doing to make it easier for them?
So the first one is, if you were using Xero, it's set up so that it links to your bank account. And the bank account can feed directly into Xero. But we are talking about a computer system here, and a computer system is never infallible. So I've seen people who just trust that the bank account is talking to their Xero accounts, and you can do that in Sage 50 as well. They trust that it's working and it's fine, and there's no duplications and there's no omissions, and it's all hunky-dory, and then they get into a huge mess because, for example, one of the accounts that I look after, HSBC, had a little blip where they had 7 days between Christmas and New Year where the bank feed didn't work. It didn't bring the transactions in. Ooh. So I would always say, even if you're using these automated systems, always download a bank statement once a quarter, once a month, and double check that that balance that you know is in your bank account reflects what's in your accounts package.
Nice. Good tip.
Just by doing that check, it means that you don't have the problem. And it's the biggest problems happen is when you realise maybe 6 or 9 months down the line that something is missing. It can be harder to go down and download the correct transactions from your bank account.
Nice.
So do it as you go along. The other thing that people stress out about with accounts packages is when you're entering expenses and when you're entering things in Sage or Xero, you have this magical thing called the chart of accounts or the nominal list. And it's basically just where you're telling the package what you've spent the money on. So if you think about it, you might have spent the money on stationery, on subsistence, which is teas and coffees when you're out and about traveling out of the office. You might be paying gas bills, electricity bills, utilities. You might have rent. And it's just a posh way of saying what you spent the money on. And I say to people, don't stress too much in Xero or Sage about where you're allocating things to. Take your best guess, you know, take something sensible. So you might have a domain name registration that's connected to your website. You might have be paying for your email hosting. You might be paying for your internet, for your broadband. All of these things could go to marketing. They could go to web costs. You know, they just pick a title that seems sensible, that makes sense to you, and put it there. Then if you're not sure, put in a little description as to what it actually is for. Leave yourself a note so that you remember. Then it does mean that if you're using an accountant, they can always look back and see what you've done, see why you put it there. It can be moved around, it can be edited, and it's not a big problem. But people sometimes get sort of paralyzed with fear. And they'll stop and they won't put anything in because they're stressing about where to put it. So I say, choose something sensible and then be consistent. If you've always put web-related costs to marketing, then always put them to marketing. Don't then suddenly decide to put them somewhere else. So make a decision and then be consistent.
Brilliant. And talking about making a system, we spoke, I think it was off air about people using Xero and Sage in terms of managing it. So it's a difference between retrospectively doing your accounts and then actually keeping the system and process in place that they check it every month or so, every week, every month, whatever it is. And then manage it on a kind of a month to month or week to week basis. What's your kind of top tips in terms of manage it on a regular basis? And I don't want to say a certain time scale, if you disagree with it. So what time scales and what would you recommend people do to manage it?
I would always be happy if you are checking your bank accounts and things at least monthly. Okay. So you know what's coming in and what's going out. Kind of means you need to keep on top of things as well, because, you know, if you do have credit accounts with people, usually they want to be paid on 30 days. So it means you can keep an eye on that. I would be snapping receipts and uploading them on my phone as I get them.
Nice.
Rather than waiting until the end of time. Although what I do is so a lot of people now will email PDFs to you with an invoice in. I actually now, rather than leaving them sitting in my inbox in my accounts, I spirit them all away into a folder that's called bookkeeping. And then once a month, I will go through and process everything that's in my bookkeeping folder.
Great tip.
Keep on top of it. So you don't need to be doing it in dribs and drabs every day, but just keep the information, either snap things on your phone, use the apps, or just save the pictures, and then have things on your computer in a folder that when it's the right day, you can go and you can then spend a solid, you know, I'd say maybe an hour a week at the end of the week. Some people do it on a Friday night or on a Sunday night, or once a month, the first week of the following month, sit and spend 2 or 3 hours on it then. You can make better decisions in your business if you are on top of what you've spent and what money you've come in.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Love these tips. Now, if people wanted to find out more information about yourself, check out, let's say, your YouTube videos, because I know you've got some cracking ones up online.
Yeah.
This is your time to shout out about any social media links or websites so people can get more value from you.
Okay. So if you start off on Facebook, we've got a Facebook business page, Silicon Bullet, where I share my blog posts to it regularly. You can find me, Alison Mead, at Silicon Bullet on LinkedIn. Also, you can go to blog.siliconbullet.com. I release a new blog every Monday. Sometimes it's practical hints and tips on how to use Xero with screenshots, that kind of thing. Maybe how to post your wages journal, which is one that people always have a problem with. The one I've got planned for next week is if you're a VAT registered business and claiming business mileage, how to claim back the VAT element of that. And also on YouTube, I've got a YouTube channel called Silicon Bullet. Again, if a customer's had a particular problem that I've solved, or if I've seen the same question asked a lot, I will do a quick video that would give you some hints and tips on what you need to do, comparing Sage and Xero, why you should use a bookkeeping package, all of that kind of stuff is all on the Silicon Bullet YouTube channel as well.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time today. Now, we always ask all of the guests what your final thought would be. Now, this is your one golden bit of advice, your golden top tip, your golden advice, your golden nugget that you want everybody to know about. So, Alison, what is your golden nugget?
Do not leave all your bookkeeping and accounts in a shoebox to deal with in January, just before your tax return is due. Make sure that you spend the time to get it all entered. It is quicker and easier to deal with these things when they're fresh in your mind. So start that habit now of logging everything from now on going forwards. Get that habit and get those systems in place. And then if you do have a backlog you need to deal with that separately, get all that up and running as well, so that you can be really on top of your bookkeeping and accounts. It will save you money in the long run, because you can make better decisions on maybe spending money on a big item of equipment for your office or something like that, that will then reduce your tax bill if you know before the end of the tax year where your business is going and how profitable you are.
Brilliant. Alison, thank you so much for your time today. And yeah, people, check out Silicon Bullet. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.